regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation Park District Board of Directors on this gorgeous Thursday, September 12th, 2024.
All right, Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye, here.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Let the record show Director Torres and Director Garcia are absent.
Okay, moving on. Will you please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you, folks. Okay, moving on to approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion, folks?
I will be approved the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director.
Okay, Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres and Director Garcia are absent.
All right, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of the business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any items that need to be pulled and discussed? And if not, do I have a motion?
I move we approve the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director.
Okay, Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres? Or sorry, Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres and Director Garcia are absent.
This evening, we're going to be recognizing Neil Hallworth for outstanding service at the Ambrose Community Garden, and I'm assuming, May, you are doing the presentation.
Yes, I am. Gladly.
Of course.
Good evening, everybody. I'm not sure that you all know who Neil is, so I want to give a little bit of bio about Neil.
Nice.
So Neil was a soil engineering technician before joining us. He's a certified construction inspector in the areas of earthwork, seismic, foundation, underground construction. He was also responsible for seeing that materials and performance met specifications of contract documents. And then he had a side job. He was a disc golf ambassador.
Ooh.
And he can tell you more about that later. So he's also into recreation. Being from the first generation ever to play disc golf, he was promoted to grow the sport, serving as a tournament director, disc golf rules official, and course designer and builder. So he had, that was his side job.
Side hustle.
Yeah. After that, Neil took the UC Master Gardening Training Program at the UC University of California. But beside that, he also has a Bachelor of Science in Soil Science at the University of California, Berkeley. So he was really he was into it, I would say. His skills are...
He's into dirt.
So he graduated as a UC Master Gardener in 2018, is that right? And right after that, he met Jasmine Cisneros, who is our volunteer at the Bay Point, at our community garden. And the rest is history. So since then, Neil has been volunteering tons of time, effort, and his own resources to the community garden. Last year, when Jasmine had to take a time off to be with her family member, who was also needing her, Neil took over taking care of the community garden. He and his stepson, Resh, cleaned up the garden so clean and so neatly. And they were able to also encourage other people to sign up and get some plots. Also, he did a workshop for the Bay Point Garden Club, which I am the president. And we have some members here. I'd like to recognize them. We have our secretary, Di Winbusby, here.
Yes.
We have our vice president, Lupe Lopez Garcia, here. We have our members, Pramila Lal and Tina Gonzalez.
Yes.
Who also does our Yard of the Month program. Not here is our treasurer, Eva Garcia. She couldn't be here today, but she would want to be here. But we are all recognizing Neil for all his dedication and his great work in promoting the community garden and teaching us, the community, how to use our skills to make our own food from gardening. So anyway, so on behalf of the Ambrose Recreation Park District, I would like to recognize Neil Bruce Holworth for his outstanding service to the Ambrose Go Maggoty Community Garden.
Garden Club. Lupe, you want to go over there?
Okay, so the Garden Club.
Yeah.
Lupe, come over here.
All right,
the garden
just a minute.
People.
Let me stop.
And
you want to stand right here?
Oh, stand right here.
Okay.
You can be there, Madam Chair. So
oh, okay. I'll be peeking over with the 20 years.
Thank
you.
Now
thank
another
you.
One?
Yes.
Okay.
Always.
Here we go.
Stomach
one,
in.
Two, three.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Would you like to say something?
Yeah.
Let me just take a picture of just you and your class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little bit so we can see your face.
Okay, thank you.
Now we go back to video.
Well, thank you very much. You know, one of the things that I'm shy with is recognition and girls. just the way I've always been as a kid.
Yeah.
All right. But I guess it all really started to me when I started here. I didn't even know about community. I really had no sense of what it really meant to be part of Bay Point community. But I was a good gardener, and I was a trained gardener. And finally, in 2017, I drove by this right after I graduated from the Master Gardener program, and I saw this place, and it's like a ghost town. Anyway, I stopped, walked around, looked around, and the place was, there wasn't any place in the place that didn't need work. Everywhere needed work. And it was kind of staring in my face. I'm thinking, Neil, This is your job right here, staring you in the face. And the next day I came in and I started working, picking up stuff, trying to throw away garbage. And there was Jasmine. And I didn't know she was in it. I didn't even know she was the supervisor. But immediately we got to be friends. And because she was here, I had an enthusiasm for this project that I said, with all the work I put into this, we can get this turned around. We can do this. What I didn't know was there's a lot of obstacles in the way. And it took everything I had to make this a better spot. And with Jasmine, we made it better. And so far, it's been getting better every time. And now we have the club here, and they're working programs here. And so that's getting better, right? Yeah. And I'm looking at a community of people today that I've never seen before. So it's very encouraging. And what I've learned in those last 7 years that I've worked here was the community here in Bay Point means a lot of different things. I mean, you go out there and look at the posters and there's more people than you can ever shake a stick on. And a lot of them are like me. My descendants were immigrants here in this country. They came from Ukraine. And actually, my parents were immigrants from Germany that went to Ukraine, and then because of the political problem in Russia, they left Ukraine and came to the United States and ended up in South Dakota. And you know what? We're just one of the families, but we have immigrants from Central America, Mexico, you name it, there's a number of them. So what do we want to do? We want to grow food?
Yeah.
We do want to grow food. We want to know how to grow food so we can leave in, instill in each person out here an idea, if you need to grow food, you can grow food. You know how, we'll teach you. And that's always been our mission out here with the UC Master Gardener program. And even though after 7 years, we're getting close to finish, then I went down. And unfortunately, I might not ever see the finish of it, but that's okay. I'm getting to see community.
It's such a beautiful story.
Yes, it
thank
is.
You.
It's so great.
Having
point.
A community here feels
yeah.
good.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so thank much you. For your service all
almost
these years.
Definitely.
My pleasure.
Thank
your
you.
Legacy.
Congratulations.
I didn't get to introduce Neil's
congratulations.
Neil's wife, Nina.
Oh, hey, Nina.
Yes,
Nina.
Welcome.
Nina.
Thank you for sharing them with our community all these years.
Oh, definitely.
Sounds like you put a lot of hours in.
Yes. Okay.
Well, that was pretty cool. I always think something like this is when I try to explain to people why I live in Bay Point and why Bay County is so special. This is an example of why. You know, a little group of people with a lot of heart, real scrappy. That's what we are, we're scrappy. Thank you again, sir. Okay, we are moving on, people, to the General Manager Report. Good evening, Ms. General Manager.
Good evening. And first of all, I'd like to take this moment to thank Neil. It always has been a pleasure working with you at the Community Center. And your excitement for the garden kind of made everybody else excited to be a part of it. So I want to thank you personally as well, because I've enjoyed working with you so much. And happy September. First of all, I wanted to update you on the purchase and sale agreement of the Clearland property. Mm-hmm. After reviewing from our legal counsel, the original PSA was entered on December of 2021. April of 2024, that PSA expired.
Mm, yes.
So a new agreement, which we entitled the Supplemental Purchase and Sale Agreement, will basically essentially revive the current one.
Mm-hmm.
With a couple new terms in it about when the deposits are due, when the escrow is closing, but doesn't change anything else. Due to these changes, we need to schedule a special meeting next Thursday on the 19th for consideration and approval of the supplemental purchase and sale agreement with the Alliance Strategic Development for the district-owned property.
Okay.
So is everybody available for that?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
And also wanted to update you on phase two of the Ambrose Park. We currently have quotes of about $100,000 for just the designing and the permits and everything else to go to the next phase. But
she's
talking
the cricket.
Yeah, the cricket.
Yeah.
And so it's $100,000 for all that. The permits, the designs, the irrigation designs for both the two youth soccer fields and baseball field and or the two soccer fields and cricket. So you're going to get the worst and the best conditions. It depends on the dynamics of the geotechnical reports.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get that. They had sent me how much it would probably cost to do both those things, but it was so broad and so big. We need it broken down.
Yes.
So I'm going to have that broken down, so I'll have that for you in the October meeting. Okay.
Fantastic.
Met with Pacific Sites and a large group of landscapers out at Lindbergh Park. Very disappointed what it's been looking like, and we've had a big discussion with them. So in November, we're going to be reseeding, putting in a new sprinkler system in that area, and then we're going to be doing spray where they spray this season. And bringing extra soil. We're going to use a hardier grass, and we're going to, I told them this is their chance to get this grass to the point that this community expects.
Right.
So we're working
you.
On that. You're welcome. Our auditorium, as you've seen, is in need of repair a little bit. We're going to replace the ceiling tiles. We're going to have the 5 air conditioner units, the wall units that do not work anymore, that are sitting up there removed. And the lighting as well. And then November 18th to December 2nd, the auditorium will be closed because the floor is going to be sanded, the seams repaired, and a couple coats of the clear protector on it. So we're really excited about that. And per the board approval, our new curtains should be in at the end of November, first week of December. Okay, so excited about that. Per your request in the August meeting, discussion of converting Tradewinds Park for a passive park to a dog park was addressed.
Okay.
August 9, 2018, it was discussed with the general manager, reporting about converting the park, and said that it required initial costs of consulting specialized consultants for the CEQA documents, and requires an environmental review. This discussion was tabled on that August 9, 2018 meeting. Per the board recommendation, I can continue to review the environmental and the fiscal implications if you would like me to. And the Ambrose Aquatic Center is closed for the 2024 season. We had 118 season passes, 62 adults and 56 youth. We had over 4,000 guests for daily admissions. It was a 30% increase from 2023. Which is great. So the word's getting out that it's there. We currently have our youth music program going, music classes, youth folklorical and adult folklorical classes. We added additional Monday, Wednesday evening fitness classes, and our adult salsa classes, which you probably heard over there, is going on Thursday nights. And it's going to continue. Tonight was the last time of this session, and they want to continue it because it's so popular. For our seniors, we're continuing our line dancing, and our new young Heart Street training classes for our seniors will begin again on October 6th.
Nice.
Any questions?
Any questions for Garcia?
I don't have a question, but I have a comment.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Lori, I really have to say that you and Doug totally, I have nothing else to scratch out on my dreams of this community. You and him just brought this place back together, and I'm so proud to be on this board because of both of you. And you made such a wonderful difference in everything. I really have to say that. And that day that I did go to San Francisco and I did look at some of the parks, and I'm like, hey, we got it going on. We got it going on. And I'm being honest with you, as far as cleanliness, things are not broken, and also a lot of the parents at the Lindbrook Park have told me that basketball is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it's just really, really nice there. But their question was if they could get maybe one or two barbecue pits there and maybe one more table.
Yeah.
And if they could also have, they also asked? Oh, and some of those green beans are out.
Yeah,
And then I told them that, you know, we're working on it.
Yeah.
Give it a minute and it'll be fixed. But that's the things that they asked. I said, well, my next meeting, I will ask. You know, so all I could do is ask, but we have other things in our community we need to take care of first. But, you know, it could be on the wanting list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I thought was
the wish list.
The wish list. So, but really, everybody has all kinds of good comments.
Okay.
And it's really clean. All our parks are clean. And I really have to say thank you to the gentlemen that work for us that keep it that way. You know, they really take care of our parks. Excellent.
And lady.
And lady. Yes.
And girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
So really, thank you. Thank them.
I'll pass that on to them. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Director Troxson?
Well, I on all of that. I agree.
Yeah.
I do have a question. I think I know the answer. The money that we will be using to fix the auditorium,
mm-hmm.
is a grant, right?
No, we're doing the floors. We haven't done the floors in like 4 years. Every December, they usually redo the floors, and we haven't done it at all in the last 4 years before COVID. So basically, we're taking that
our own money,
okay. to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, and And I'm so glad that you know, everything is going smoothly with all the recreations. I mean, we're having another salsa group. Mm-hmm. We just met the teacher, actually. Mm-hmm. And one of these days, I'm going to try and see if I can make it there.
Okay.
She's great. I wish it wouldn't be on a Thursday night.
Yeah. Well, but there are other Thursday nights.
Yes.
Right. So yeah. We'll check it out. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I have a couple questions. One, is there anything we can do about this room? Because it's looking pretty shabby over there.
Yep.
You know?
Well, the blackboards, that's for sure. Because when I take pictures, it's very dirty in the
And we finally took care of the water. The mm-hmm. water.
Yes.
But I feel like in the whole, in the center, this room is kind of like the stepchild.
Okay. Yeah.
The door's closed, so who notices? Mm-hmm. Eduardo had asked about, he wanted some ideas for trade winds. Mm-hmm. And we had talked about the dog park, like she said, way back in 2018. Mm-hmm. If we all three agree, she can do a little bit more digging to find out what the actual cost today would be. Mm-hmm. So I bring this up just because I looked over a document that she gave me from back in May. Of the top 7 items on the master plan, mm-hmm. you know, the dog park's on one mm-hmm. of them. I'm not saying we do it right now, but it would be nice to have more updated numbers, mm-hmm. Or even just any numbers, because my memory of the numbers are just my memory. They're not documented officially.
But I believe it's all depending on CEQA first.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So after the CEQA, then you can do
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because see, my memory is that the CEQA would cost $25,000. We didn't even go and look at how much anything else would cost because
and
we kind of stopped there.
Yeah.
We have a
the environmental,
right.
The environmental review as
right.
well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have to decide on it.
No. We just have to. We have to all say three say if we would like her to pursue it. We just need
the information.
Yeah. So are you guys willing to have
yes.
her at least
yes.
look at that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love
we just
to
want
that.
To get some numbers so we have. If that's okay.
Thank you.
And the tradition is continuing on with Lori. I used to call him every month and talk Doug's ear off before the meeting and get updated and call him during the month and at any time, and he would answer and we would do the dance. And now Lori is obliging me, so I love her for that, and also for Jessica too. I always have a lot of questions and they're really great about it, so thank you gals so much. You represent well. Okay, we all done here? Moving on. No legal counsel report this evening. We're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. And I have a request to speak form from Ms. Robin Crawford. Good evening.
Good evening.
Your hair looks awesome.
Oh, I'm going to get it redone tomorrow. I just had a quick announcement. We have my name is Robin Crawford. I'm the pastor of First AME Community Church in the beautiful city of Bay Point, California. And it's on 2915 Willow Pass Road, across the street from Engle.
Right.
So we're having a Donuts and Democracy meeting, and it's going to have the Contra Costa County, like a town hall meeting. So we're going to have officials who are running for office, and some folks who are going to present their positives and negatives on propositions. So it is on this Saturday from 2:30 to 4 p.m. and the address is 2915 Willow Pass Road. And so we're going to just hear from some of the candidates and propositions, and I promise we'll have donuts and some water.
Wow. That's really, it's been a while. We had one years ago when I first ran. It was really cool. We got somebody from the election department came, but it sounds like
so
we need that.
This was Eduardo Torres's idea. And so then I have an intern, or she was a past intern. And so she came up. I said, well, you guys both have the same idea. So I said, well,
let's do it.
Let's do it. So we're doing it. So hope this.
Are you moderating?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So who would be moderating?
That would be up to the, her name is Reverend Dr. LaJohn Payne.
Okay.
She's the one that's kind of made the flyer and put the word out. And I don't know how to get this to, do you have it? Don't have the flyer. So I can text it. If I got your numbers. Or do you need it?
I'm just going to put it out to my contacts.
Okay.
I don't necessarily.
If anybody wants.
Yeah, I'll take one.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is that the same church that Deborah Roberts goes to?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, she sent me an email.
So Deborah Roberts is our pro tem of the trustee board.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate my card.
Thank you.
Do I have any other member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Okay, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. All right, moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Our first item is consider authorizing the general manager to revise current contract with Fector and Company to increase auditing services for fiscal year 24-25. Do I have any member of the public that would like to speak on this item at this time? Okay, I'm closing it to the public and bring it back up to the board and his chair.
Yes, our auditors increased their fees from the $10,555 to the $15,000, which is a $4,400 increase. In the term of the contract, after reviewing it, it says that either party can do an increase or walk away. We kind of rebutted their increase, contacted them, and they said they no longer could do service for us. Then as we pursued to go out, which they said it's an $18,000 fee that they were going to give us for only the $15,000, we went out and tried to get other services. The timeline of our audit right now and the cost of different auditors out there, which I didn't realize there is a shortage of auditors, so they're able to bring their prices up, was a little bit surprising to me. Contacted them, told them I would like to bring it to the board to be able to see if we can bring it up to the $15,000 for this fiscal year. Again, after the 25, we'll have to put another RFP out because our contract will end with them. So we're trying to get through our audit this year for our 23-24 season and our fiscal year, and we are requesting the increase, approval for the increase.
Do you have any questions from Director Garcia?
How long have they been with us?
This is their fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth year.
I know they've been doing a good job.
Right.
You know, I mean, as things do increase, and how much more is it that the other ones are asking?
18 up. And I went to special districts. I went to Pleasant Hill. I talked to each of their finance managers, see what they're all paying, and we're actually on the low scale. And for us, we're not a very large. Jessica does it all, basically. So they do have to put some extra hours in there because we have a smaller group to handle our audit and our finance, and it gets laid on there. So they said they're spending additional time for a smaller district to be able to get the, you know, through all of the audit. And that's one of the reasons. It's additional hours that they have to put in.
I would say let's stick with them.
Do you have any questions?
I know that our general manager has made her research already,
right.
And I trust her research,
mm-hmm.
And so I think we should go with this. I mean, everything is going up, and we've worked with Fector for many, many more years
mm-hmm.
before this 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they've been our auditors
since I started
mm-hmm.
here, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with Mary Jane.
2006.
Yes.
So they know us, and I think I'd like to stay and work with them.
I agree, and I think before the contract expires, we have enough time to potentially interview other companies.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? So
yes,
we're
we'll
not
put a new RFP out immediately
yeah.
and then
yeah.
for our 24-25 fiscal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And how do you feel? Because you're the one impacted
yeah.
the most.
No, I'd rather stick with them just because they know
you
our process
know?
And
yeah.
that. So.
Yeah. Okay,
mm-hmm.
perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So do I have a motion then? It sounds like we're all in agreement, right?
Mm-hmm.
I move we authorize the general manager to revise the current contract with Fechter & Company to increase auditing services for fiscal year 24-25.
Should be 20. Sorry, should be FY 23-24.
23-24.
Oh,
23-24.
Sorry. This is for this
year. Oh, yeah,
year.
Right. Okay. Do I have a second?
Yeah, I second that.
Thank you, Director.
Yes. Okay. Director Lopez-Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres and Director Garcia are absent.
Okay, moving on. Consider approving the final fiscal year 2023-2024 operating budget. Is there any member of the public that would like to make any comments at this time about this item? Okay, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Are you handling this, Jess?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so there were a few, I left notes, hopefully it made sense for you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll start off with income. For property taxes, we actually received $76,000 more than the year prior.
How
really good.
Every bit of
really good.
Exactly.
We did really good in recreation and pool. You can notice that there we went from... 16,000 is what we budgeted, and we actually went up to 31,000 in registrations for classes. Even the weight room, you notice it was budgeted 700, and we actually did 1,000 more in that. It's getting really popular. Pool, we did very well, but pool still costs us approximately $55,000 to operate this year, which also includes help from East Bay Regional Parks, helping lifeguard there. For capital projects, so we did receive $20,000 from Marathon to rehabilitate the basketball court. Oh, it looks like I put down the wrong spot. That's on the wrong spot, sorry.
Or was it for the
basketball? It was for the basketball
okay.
courts, yeah.
Okay.
At the community center. Let's see. For the CDBG carpet replacement, we did not receive the reimbursement last fiscal year, so we'll be receiving that this fiscal year. Also, with the ANUTA project, Prop 68 grant, we'll be receiving that this year. So we're going to have a big chunk of money coming in this year. For the CDBG grant, it did cost less than anticipated, so we actually did not have to use the $15,660. It was $10,000. That we had to put in, so which is also good. Okay, so that's income. Okay, for expenses, you'll notice the general manager budget went up a bit. That includes his payouts, retired GM.
For Doug.
Yes, for Doug. Conferences, there was a conference that Lori did attend for the CPRS award and for GM training. So that's what that, we got to bump that up a little bit. Alarms and repairs, we bumped that up a little bit, which includes service for the new camera system that was installed here at this community center. For recreation expenses, the class instructors did go up, which is because of the increase in registrations we received. They get 70% of what they bring in, so that goes up. special events, that was to help cover holiday celebrations since Keller, we usually received $5,000, but that year we only received $2,500, so we had to cover the rest of that. Ambrose Park expenses, so alarms and security, they had a rate increase, so that went up.
Who had a rate increase?
Our guardians, our security, yeah.
Oh, the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Water, we did have a leak, which has been fixed.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's major.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
for maintenance, so that includes weed abatement, tree removal, and irrigation maintenance. For community centers, PG&E went up. We have an electrical tower now functioning, so now it's back to normal, really. Janitorial supplies, we did have an increase in traffic here at the community center, so that did double increase in rentals and programs, so we did spend more in janitorial supplies. Water, so that went up a lot. Service charge increased due to a bigger meter, so we do have a bigger meter there. Shared park expenses, we spent $8,000 in repairs on all three vehicles. They have needed a lot of repair and maintenance for the three. Neighborhood park expenses, so Lindbrook, we usually don't use all of it, but this time we did do some basketball court work. So it includes the new footing for the basketball court. Mainline repair and includes tree maintenance. We did also have to spend general fund money for Lindbrook to cover the court resurfacing. For Anuta Park, the maintenance includes fence repair. Equipment rentals were for the hydrant and fence rental for the Anuta Prop 68 project. And some miscellaneous expenses that included the patrol during the project. That page is for the grant, so they're still being mindful what they're spending because we don't know how much we're going to get for grants. So they've been careful with that. Capital projects. So the $54,000 includes new swings for the community center park, a new AC unit for Spark Point office, tree maintenance, Fibar, irrigation electrical for Owls Lane Park. The baseball field rehab, we did budget $14,000 for that, but we only used $8,000, so the rest will carry over into this fiscal year. Let's see, the security cameras, we budgeted $30,000, but it only really cost us $13,000, so we saved a lot on that. And also the CDBG grant, which I mentioned before, was under budget, so that shows up there. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Director
yes.
Garcia, do you have any questions?
No, I can't. Director Carlson? No, this is fantastic. We're saving a lot of money
yes.
and getting more money from our grants and stuff. So, thank you. Great job.
So, I have a question about the leak at Ambrose. I guess this is more for you, Lori. You know, we've had problems with leaks before, and I'm always maybe I'm expecting too much, but why isn't it that Pacific Site Management is not catching these things?
This was not an irrigation one. What happened were they're in the concession stand, and there's the restroom on the outside.
Right.
All of a sudden, we had this big bill, and we couldn't figure it out. So I went into the concession stand, and then there was a separate door where the water heater is. A pipe broke from the restroom, and it was flooded and shooting water out. We had to throw a lot of things away because it did ruin a lot of things, but it was just in the middle of winter. It was December and January.
Oh.
And
no one was there to check.
Nobody was there to check it. And it's one of those you didn't hear.
Yeah, right.
You couldn't see.
Right.
You had to physically walk in. And I just decided that something's wrong. And I went down there and I looked and opened the door. And then that's how we spotted it.
No bueno. Not good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that, again, in the off season, added to our radar and checking things out, that will be part of our.
Yeah. You know, I was telling you, I go to each park once a week, and I go to that park, but I'll now circle the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought.
Circling the buildings, you still wouldn't have seen it. It was one of those, you would not have seen it. It was inside a little door where the water heater is, and it was one of the units, the fresh water coming out of the restroom.
Wow.
I was able to turn in a leak adjustment form, and they gave us leak adjustments, so we did get some money back.
Thank you, Tina.
Great.
Thank you.
We love her very much.
I didn't hear there was a leak adjustment. That's something new.
Well, I had a leak on my property, and it was them that found it and told me. They would know. They came by, gentlemen. They're pretty good. We love them. Okay. Thank you so much, Jess.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Lori.
Wonderful. So do I have a motion?
I move we approve the final fiscal year 2023-2024 operating budget.
I'll second that.
Thank you, directors.
Okay, Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres and Director Garcia are absent.
Perfect. Okay, no public hearing, no closed session. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. I'll give each board member the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments within the jurisdiction of this board. Director Lopez Garcia?
I think I said everything earlier that, you know, everything's just coming around so great. And we find things right away, and I'm just so happy that things are just coming along, and everything's just moving, and we're saving money.
Yeah.
And that's all, Madam Chair.
Director Torlakson?
Well, I'd like to thank the members of the Garden Club who are here to attend and celebrate Neil. Mm-hmm. Thank you. As you can see, sometimes I tell them we have meeting of the Ambrose and they don't know what that means.
Right.
So now they know. They know what happens.
Yeah.
This is us on second Thursday of the month, because we have our meetings on the first Wednesday of the month.
Right.
So so this is what we do. And this is what community is all about. And these are the people behind that community. I'd like you to meet them. It's Lori and Jessica and our co-board members over here. So anyway, thank you for coming and joining us. Celebrate me again.
Ditto what she said. I totally agree. So I wanted to ask the board and Lori how to go about this. I have had discussions with my neighbors too about Lindbrook Park. Mm-hmm. And do you remember years ago we used to have the cement pads with three or four picnic tables and the barbecue?
Yes, yes.
Nobody has mentioned the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
I think people mostly bring them, although I think it's a great idea. But everyone mentions we need more seating.
Yeah.
So how would we, what would we do? Do we need to do something official as the board to find out what the cost would be, Lori, or how do we go about that?
Yes, but I do have a suggestion if
okay.
I could.
Mm-hmm.
When we got the tables for the Lion's Den, there was an extra two tables in there.
Ooh.
And we put them in there, which kind of goes out towards the end. But we'd rather have more seating. I don't know if we've ever filled it up, but there's a possibility we can actually take those tables. And what our staff has done, Alfredo, he pours the cement, and then we actually chain them to the
mm-hmm.
cement. We put security
yeah.
things in there.
Yeah.
So there's a possibility, I mean, that we can at this time put tables in there and then focus on getting additional tables when as needed for other locations.
Don't you think even just two tables would be good?
Oh, just two tables. Because
yeah.
I think there's only one there, and it's usually taken. And people bring their barbecue, little barbecue stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
and but it's like a couple of people have asked me,
yeah.
whatever happened to the barbecue pits?
Yeah.
And I go, well, you know, things get old. I mean, you know, this park has been here since 1982, so, you know, you have to think about things like that. And they said, yeah, but it'd be so nice. I said, yes, it would be nice. You know, but I said I could mention it at the meeting.
So let me get it straight. You're thinking about moving tables from Ambrose Park to Lindbergh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
they're extra.
Yeah, there are also some tables here at the back of the park.
Correct.
That are not being used.
Back of?
I mean, there's a small part.
Oh, you mean
house?
Yeah, but those are the cement tables. Remember,
we can't move those.
No.
Somebody actually got a quote for a crane that would be needed to
move
them.
Yeah.
It was just like,
that would be ridiculous.
And just to let you know what happened with the extra tables, we didn't over-order tables.
Yeah.
They sent us two extra tables, and we told them. They sent us two extra tables, and, you know, picked them up. They said, cost them so much to ship them back
like
that just keep the tables.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why we have the two extra tables. And then when you mentioned tables, I thought, well, you know, we just added them to the Bear Cave. But this is something if I could talk to our maintenance department
mm-hmm.
about, and we'll see what we can do, and then I can bring you a report back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. You guys all in agreement with that?
Yes.
Yeah, you ladies?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lori.
Or the general manager.
Yes.
The deal ready.
Yes.
I love it. She's always
Well,
thinking.
I have to say it's yes, yes.
Always thinking.
That
yes.
sounds great.
Always ahead.
All right. Again, thank you so much. And thank you for coming. It's so nice to see all these bright, shiny faces. Tina, I've seen you forever. All right, you guys. So I think we're ready to wrap this
I
up.
I move to adjourn this meeting.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Yay. See you next month. Bye.